So, back to fake reality bubbles. Why do people want to pull you into their fake reality? What's that about? You know, you can understand why you go into fake realities and you believe fake realities, but why are other people trying to pull you into their fake realities? That's the question of the hour. And the only thing it comes down to, what? The love of money is the root of all evil, right? The love of money. Some woman marries you, she don't want to be a wife, and she's trying to be the man. She's trying to change you. Only God can change a person. She's trying to be the authority. Some job call pulls you in and promises you, everything under the sun. It was all a lie. Some politician gets voted in, tells everybody lies, and they never follow through. Position, power, money, the fake reality bubbles, the colleges say, come over here and go in debt and get you this great job. Because I know this one Uber rider I picked up quite a few times, and every time I pick him up, he says, I'm still in debt to my eyebrows, but I got a good job and a college degree. And I'm sitting here thinking, praise God, I went and got a college degree, but I didn't have to go into debt. It was like a loan or whatever, Pell Grant or whatever it was. You go into a restaurant, put a sign out, come here, best food ever, come eat here. You go over there, and it's like, why did I even walk in this place? Fake realities. Why are they trying to pull you in? To steal, kill, and destroy, usually. Now, sometimes they believe that fake reality, that narrative that they put up, you know. If you marry somebody who's got a big Pentecostal family, you know that's a fake reality bubble. If you marry somebody who's, had a rough life, you know that she's got a lot of stuff that she's got to overcome and she might not ever escape it. I'm talking about like really rough. Over the years, you have somebody talk to you, and it's usually a woman who's been abused or something, and she's trying to talk to you, and come to find out, I thought you were divorced. I thought you were separated. I thought you had your own place. Oh, so you're there because the father-in-law and the mother-in-law's take care of you, and you can't get out of your depression or whatever it is, you know, and you think some man's gonna fix you. And the men do it too, don't get me wrong. You see these men that their mom and their daddy enable them, and they'll go to jail, they'll do anything, and they always get rescued by their parents, you know. There's no consequences. And these repeats are across the board. You think, well, maybe this family's normal. Maybe this job's normal. Maybe these people are normal. Maybe this church is normal. But they're not. There's always some kind of codependency enabling, fake reality bubble people are believing. People trying to steal, kill, and destroy, trying to get it their foot across the threshold. And you don't even know their game, but there's no new game. So you can write, you just ask AI, hey, can you list 10 games, common games that people play? And it's probably one of those 10. If you're being disciplined, if you're disciplined and you're sacrificing and you're hard working, I promise you, there's somebody trying to get in the door. Some female out there trying to get in. And if she's not disciplined and hardworking, just like you are, that relationship will crash and burn. And it won't take long. Because you'll be thinking, you talked a good talk, I let you in the door, but none of it was real. None of it was real. It wasn't real. Get out. You boot them to the curb because it was all fake. And then they cried. Everybody says, he's crazy. He's mean. Yeah, because it was, because I don't even know who this is. I don't know who you are. It wasn't real. It was never real. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at yourself. Don't try to gaslight everybody else. You gaslighted me. Now somebody wake. You know, it goes back to the narcissist thing. They have to have flying monkeys, and they have to create a fake reality. A lot of their flying monkeys are doing the same thing they're doing. They're just supporting that fake reality. I don't know what to tell people. I mean, the thing about it is, hopefully, you didn't yoke up with the ones trying to kill you. But deep down, they're trying to kill you. They might not. They either trying to kill your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, or your reputation, or something. Just walk away. Just walk away. You know, that's what gets you. So let's say you do get involved with somebody, and you realize she was just not who she said she was, and you say, "Look, I'm done. Let's just walk away." And they won't let you walk away. They won't let you walk away. Why? Because they believe some kind of fake reality too. In other words, they were pushing out a fake reality because they believed the fake reality. And we've all done it. We're all guilty. Don't get me wrong. I'm not up high on a horse. You projected a fake reality about that person. You thought this was going to be like heaven on earth, apple pie, perfect, no problems, no trouble. Because you live by yourself and you had peace and you go home and it's quiet. Your stuff's where it was. Nobody's moved it. There's no people coming to the house, knocking on the door, causing drama. Nobody coming to your house, stealing stuff. Nobody coming across your threshold if you don't know about it, that you don't know about. Then all of a sudden, get married and you got all these people coming through your house while you're at work and all kinds of weird, insane, ridiculous insanity. One time I had my sister-in-law. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I had to go to work early the next day. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I had to actually tell her, I told her to leave. I'm not leaving. I said, yeah, you are. You're leaving. So I grabbed her by the shoulders, you know, just on the outside, and just lifted her up and set her outside the door. And that created a family crisis. They couldn't say to her, hey, he's trying to sleep. The wife couldn't say, hey, he's tired, let him sleep. Let's go outside and talk, or let's talk tomorrow or something. They couldn't do that. It was all about them. It was all about what they wanted. It was all about their whatever they were doing, whatever their scheme was, you know. They didn't care about nobody but themselves. So when you wake up to it, people, that everybody's selfish, everybody has their own agenda. when you wake up to it, and you wake up to reality the way it really is, don't be depressed. Just do what God calls you to do and find some work you enjoy and do it with all your might. And whoever shows up and disappears, it is what it is, you know.
It's kind of like that TV, that movie that was on, they took it off. I don't know if you can find it, but it was The Cube, where Henson, the guy in the cube, people would just show up in his cube and they'd disappear. They'd show up and disappear. They'd show up and disappear. Do your own thing. It don't matter who shows up and disappears. Just do your own thing. Just set your own goals and destiny. And if somebody appears on the scene, know that even if you did marry that person and y'all got along perfect, they're still going to die one day. And if you had kids together, the kids, just like Cain and Abel, you might have one is good, one is bad, and cause trouble, you know. So do your own thing. If somebody shows up in your reality, cool. If they leave your reality, just do it. It's cool too.
Easier to see.
Don't live in the past. Don't live in the future. Live in the now. Live in the now. What's that song? What's that song? Love who you're with or something? Love the one you're with? There's some truth in that. Agape love, whatever. Everybody's different. Everybody's on the same path eventually, but they're in different places on the path, you know, different levels. If this person, let's say you yoke up with one of them, and they say, I'm never going to leave you. I'm always going to be faithful. I'm not going to leave you. Well, that's a lie, because they're going to die eventually. We all die. We're all going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So the best thing to do is do right before God, and do right before man, even if they do you wrong, even if they mess with you, even if they try to make you into a copy of them. They might have a hard heart and they're trying to give you a hard heart. Don't do it. Stay in the Word. Stay in your hobbies. Stay in your business. Stay in your calling. Do what you are called to do. Enjoy this place if you can. If you can't, it's temporary. Your life is a vapor, but you should be able to enjoy some stuff. Even just sitting on the porch, you know. I don't know what else to say, except I promise you, everybody's got a fake reality program running in their brain. And the Illuminati know what it is. The witches and the warlocks can see into the spirit realm, the thought life, and see what's your propensity. If you become aware of your own thoughts, you'll be able to do that about your own self. You know, might not be able to. See, they have this, there's this unseen key. There's a key. And you don't want to unlock that key because it's a demonic key. There's this key. And these 1333 people, these 1333 people have that key. And they're there to provoke you to harass you, to irritate you. And the demons in them, they turn that key, and the demon in them can read thoughts, read minds, and all that stuff. And they think they're doing God's service, but they're actually doing the devil's service. They actually are doing the demonic. The devil has deceived them so bad that he's telling them, this person, go over here and talk to this person, or go do this, or whatever he's telling them. It's not to give them the gospel, because they're already saved. If they're not saved, they don't even mess with those people unless they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy from some NPC. So they turn the key, open the door, the demon comes in, and you might say, how do you know this? Because I decoded it.
air fresh, because God will allow this happen, just like Job. God says, have you considered my servant Job? So God allows these people to think they're gods, or goddesses, that is. And so they think they're helping you. And they are, in a way, because they're pushing you to a higher level, because God, if God allows them to show up in your little cube life, then he's going to cut you, and he's trying to take you out of that fake reality bubble and teach you, you can't be, some of the lessons you'll learn, you can't, you're not God, you're not a savior, you can't save people, you can't fix people, don't live in the past don't exist, you don't even know who, you're a different person than you were last year, whoever's around you, they're a different person, unless they're stuck in a little loop. Some people are stuck, like, I think, who told me this? I think the Sister in Christ told me. She said some people get stuck, like something happens like when they're 14. And they get stuck in this, they get stuck at that age. I don't remember if I heard that from a little shaman, a narcissist, or somebody I talked to online. But I thought about that many times. And yeah, people get stuck at like 14 or 15 or some kind of trauma that happened in their life. And they get stuck right there. I told you about that. I think I did. That Baptist deacon. And his wife, she was Pentecostal, and I went over to visit, you know, a long time ago when I was trying to learn the Bible. I'd go in there, and they'd be fighting and yelling and screaming at each other like cats and dogs. I'm thinking, this is not peaceful at all. Why don't they get a divorce? This is not healthy. This is not holy. Yelling and screaming at each other. She could say one word and he'd be provoked, you know, in her heart. Wow, I'm definitely not going to live like this. I even thought, you know, if I was in this situation, she didn't cheat, I didn't cheat, I'd still get a divorce. That's not healthy. This guy put the tater tots in my bag and they spilled down in the bottom instead of staying in the cup. Back in the day, I'd be mad. As you grow through this process, this cycle process, as you grow through this thing, you'll look back and say, who was that? That wasn't me. Why did I love that person? Why was that? Why did I believe that fake reality? Why did I believe that this city would be here forever? What, I mean, I'm right here on the ocean. Why did I not think it would flood? There's a dam right up the street. Why did I think that that dam wouldn't fail one day and my whole house would be destroyed? Why did I think that? Why did I believe something that's going to last forever down here, you know? Fake reality. Fake reality. There's so many. There's so many that. There's so many fake reality bubbles. You spend your whole lifetime popping the bubble. Okay, I popped that bubble. Okay, pop that bubble. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. Oh, she never loved me. She don't even love herself. Okay, how should she love me? She don't love herself. Pop that bubble. Does this career, something is long term? Nope. Let me go over to this career. I popped that bubble. Does this family member have my best interest? Nope. Pop that bubble. Does this friend who says they're a friend, are they really a friend, or everything they say out of their mouth is some kind of
neuro-linguistic programming. Oh, pop that bubble. They got to go. You eventually almost be by yourself. You pop so many bubbles. My neighbor across the street, why they come over here asking for this, this, and this? What is their real motive, you know? Pop that bubble. Fraternization on the job. Why are they fraternizing? Oh, pop that bubble. Why is the renter not able to keep a job and pay the bills on time? Oh, that's a fractal. I've seen that 1,000 times. Pop that bubble. You just keep popping bubbles, and eventually you say, you know, I just want to go to work. I want to go home. Sit on the porch. Read Proverbs. Read Ephesians. Whatever. And just chill. Life is short. Life is a vapor. You better just be in peace. And if somebody pops into your world, be careful. If they pop out. If they're saved, you'll see them in heaven. If they're not saved, they'll be burning, so you won't even remember them. And if somebody pops out of your world for a year, you forget them anyway. You forget about them anyway. If you're busy, if you're obsessing over somebody, that's a demonic oppression, because the word obsess goes back to to take over your mind, right? You can't be possessed by a demon if you're saved, but he can get you to obsess. And if you're doing that, ask God to break it. If you're obsessing over money, break it. If you're obsessing over whatever, break it. You have the power to break it because you got the Holy Spirit. You got the power to do. If you got the Holy Spirit, you got the power to break any stronghold. You just have to memorize the Bible verses, eat and drink the word, eat the truth, whatever it is. Somebody's got a problem with drinking. Just read, get all the Bible verses about it. Be not drunk with wine, be filled with the Spirit. Right? Put off the old man, put on the new man. Well, what does that mean? Well, Google it. Study it till you understand it. And don't stop until you grasp it, because it's life or death. Life and death's in the power of the tongue. How are you going to speak life into your own life if you don't get in the Word and know the truth? So in order to speak life, you got to have it in your heart, you know? Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, look, if you got the Holy Spirit, and you can rightly divide the word, and you've lived in this place long enough, you can take your eyes and you can penetrate a person's body language, their micro expressions and their body language. You can take your ears and everything out of their mouth that they say, you compare it with Scripture, and does it line up with the truth? Does it line up with the Bible? And you can discern with your ears the heart of that person, because out of their heart, their mouth speaks. The Bible's your litmus test. And if you got somebody that comes into your world and they have no Bible, zero Bible, you know they're a program of the world, the flesh, and life. Whether they're good people or not, don't matter. We're all sinners, so we're all bad. But I'm saying, if their motive is good or not, if they have no Bible, they're running on a program. If you put your hand in the cookie jar, if you put your hand in the cookie jar, it's going to bite. It's going to hurt. You're going to feel sick for a while. But just take your hand out of the cookie jar. Say, Lord, forgive me. I'm moving on. Forgetting those things which are behind, press on. Forgive yourself. Don't live in guilt, shame, condemnation. Don't live in the past. And just, it is what it is, right? Boot them to the curb. Move on to the next lesson, because this life is a vapor, and it is definitely a lesson. If you had the blessing of having a faithful, dependable, truthful spouse who had your back, and you had their back, and you had a peaceful home, praise God. If you didn't, and you had to create it on your own, praise God. You learned your lesson.
Because a lot of these people, after about 20, 30 years, you'll see them on the datingassociapad.com saying, I was married to my husband for 30 years. I didn't know he was a mass murderer. I didn't know he was a psychopath. I didn't know what narcissism was. He destroyed my life. So even after 30 years, it looks good on the outside. You never know what's going on the inside. So don't be jealous of anybody else's supposed perfect life, because most of the time, as soon as you walk in that door behind the, and trust me, I've been in a lot of environments doing apartment maintenance. I've been in a lot of homes doing hospitality. I've been in a lot of places and seen a lot of arguments and fightings. People just, you wouldn't believe what I've seen. I've seen it all. And so if you have peace in your home, be happy. Be happy. And know that happiness is fickle. Have joy. If you have peace in your home, live in the contentment that you made it out of the world, the flesh, probably. Because right across the street from you, there's fighting and arguing and manipulation and witchcraft and sorcery and he said, she said, and people stealing. And just go across the street. You'll see it. You'll say, you'll go back home and be thankful that you have your world and you don't have that chaos.